Driving west along I-70, thousands of cars pass the massive Dillon Reservoir owned by Denver Water. And it looks nothing like a reservoir, but rather a large mountain lake. Sailboats dot the water, and kayakers and fishermen mingle with ducks and wildlife. It's also about 9 to 10 feet below average for this time of year, and here's where the interests of Denver Water and the town of Frisco play out. Dillon is the largest reservoir in the Denver water system. It's also a major economic driver for Frisco. So much so that during the summer, the town's marina provides a substantial boost to Frisco's economy, accounting for one-third of the town's tourism. A sailboat is even part of the town's logo.
So this year, the docks are a little further away from the main office where you rent your boats.
The town of Frisco doesn't own any of the water, which means they're constantly adjusting to the ongoing demands of Front Range water users. Jen Schimp is the office manager of the Frisco Bay Marina.
The walk out here has actually not been too bad. We do offer a shuttle for people who can't do this walk. It's a kind of a little bit of an exercise.
In a normal water year, the marina's docks would be less than a football field away from her office. But with the state coming off back-to-back drought years, it's now about a 5 to 10 minute walk to the water's edge. And while great strides have been taken to balance the needs of all involved, the water belongs to Denver. And the priority of Denver Water, says spokeswoman Stacy Chesney, is helping to serve its 1.3 million customers.
Ultimately, Denver Water does have a lot of older water rates, senior water rates, and that's kind of how the water system works in terms of where water goes and kind of first use of the water.
No one knows that more than Bill Efting. He's Frisco's town manager. Walking down the heart of Main Street, Efting says big events like this annual barbecue challenge bring thousands of tourists to the small town. But the main attraction, he says, is still the Frisco Marina.
And we hope they'll come up for the weekend, and then we hope they'll come back and see us later on in the year.
In his office overlooking the festival, Efting, surrounded by maps of the town and reservoir, acknowledges.
And you're absolutely correct. It's Denver Water's water. And we work very closely with them, and we look at it as partners. But we do understand that when they have calls, that's going to take a priority.
Denver Water says it's highly unlikely that Dillon Reservoir would ever be completely drained. But even in a worst-case scenario, Efting is confident his town could survive.
I think we look at offering other programs in town, more other special events. We're working with the Forest Service now on a summer permit to encourage more hiking on the peninsula. I think you look at other things for folks to bring them back up to Frisco. And if you can't control the water, we need to help them find other things to do and have fun.
And here we go.
Back at the Frisco Marina, Jen Schimp's focus is not so much on promoting other recreational activities when the water is low, but on getting even more creative, like constructing Dock Island, which is a floating marina far from shore, erected just for low water years.
Putting them out here in deeper water meant we could just set them and let them stay there, and customers worked with it.
Most of Colorado remains in the grip of drought, and there's only so much snowpack left to melt from the high mountain peaks. Right now, the best estimate is that the Dillon Reservoir will remain about 7 feet below normal. But Schimp says even though the water levels look extremely dire for I-70 now...
It's not. It's only right now we're between 9 and 10 feet down. So
appearances can be deceiving, but how do you convince people who are driving past that, yes, you can boat on here?
That's the challenge. That is definitely the challenge.
Which means the delicate water balance between recreation and reservoirs will continue to play out over another summer. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.